Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We've been talking about war no more, war no more. I ran into a veteran last night, just back from Afghanistan, having served there for a year and a half after serving 4 years in Iraq. So, I mean, rather 3 years in Iraq. So a total of 4.5 years service. He must have done a few tours. Of the 35 people who were in his boot camp, 35 soldiers, 17 are dead. 10 are wounded badly or without limbs, wounded in some way. 2 are paralyzed completely, and only 6 made it out relatively, as he put it, okay, relatively unscathed. It's something to think about on this morning. When we, you know, we're coming up on the Olympics, we're coming up on some happy stuff. I am going to pay Paris Hilton's and some of the other ads that are out there. Also, tickets to the convention, 1-888-468-0404, I think is the number I heard correctly. During the news break, tickets are available, and they're going to be community credentials is what they're being called. And you can go to BarackObama.com. We'll try to get you some more information about precisely how to get those community credentials to attend that massive event. Allegedly, at least 40,000 will be going to Westerners and principally Coloradans. Let's hope so. Coloradoans, they want to make sure that you're really going, though. So go if you're going. Wes in Rollins, Wyoming. Hi, welcome, and thank you for joining us. Are you going to drive up and try to see Obama?
You're doing a great job filling in for Jay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think they haven't caught Osama bin Laden is because they've needed a boogeyman to steal elections in 04, and I think they're going to pull him out this year, too.
You know, you may be right. I just, you know, when you look at his driver getting convicted, they couldn't even get him on conspiracy charges. They got him, you know, for, it's just, I don't know. It's just, he cried yesterday when he got convicted. I mean, I just don't know how much this guy really knew when he was driving Osama bin Laden around, you know? I just don't know.
I agree with you, but you know, they've needed a boogeyman to scare people into submission all along, and Osama bin Laden is their boogeyman to scare us all.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
No, it's really scary, and I don't understand, you know, why they dropped the ball on that. They could have certainly, there's so much that could have been done. We could have started a massive energy project to free ourselves from oil. But because we had two oilmen in the who decided to throw their buddies a bunch of bones, we had Iraq for sale, and now we've got them even making $79 billion in surpluses, which is great, and I don't begrudge them. They're going to need it to rebuild their country. But it's like, can we leave now, please? Can we get out of there? We were never should have been there in the first place.
You're right. I mean, the number one way to drive up oil prices is to have an unstable Middle East, and that's what it was all about.
Well, and gas is going up. I mean, I think I've got a study that says the Obama campaign released it last week, saying that, you know, it's taken two driver homes here in Colorado $601 out of your pocket, you know, in per quarter. It's crazy.
Oh, absolutely. I agree.
It's just nutty. I mean, we're paying more than we ever have for gasoline. And you know, maybe some of that isn't a bad thing because it's got T. Boone Pickens on the road, who I still want to kick because of Swift Boats, Swift Boat Veterans for Truth and his support of them. Some of us haven't forgotten. But if he wants to come up with some good ideas, heck, I'll take him, even if he has cloven feet.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I don't begrudge him making a little profit on his natural gas. But I want, you know, I want the farmers in Lamar, Colorado, where he visited yesterday, to get the benefit of most of it with wind farming and everything else. That's what I want. Hey, you know, Wyoming's really windy. You guys, are you seeing a lot of wind turbines springing up in your neck of the woods?
Oh, yeah. Over by Rollins, they're talking about putting another 100 turbine farm in just east of town. Between Laramie and Rollins, they got a couple of sites that have quite a few turbines on them.
Good. Well, that's excellent. I'm glad to hear that, because I really think it's important that we convert as quickly as possible to as many forms of energy, with the exception of nuclear, which I'm still not fond of. I just, if there's an industry with no brakes, I think that's, you know, worse than We could do better.
I agree.
Another question. What'll happen if, do you think Dick Cheney can ever, would he be welcome to come back in Wyoming?
Or not, not in my neck of the woods. I just assume he disappeared.
Yeah, I just assume he was behind bars. But thank you very much for your call. I really appreciate it. Yeah, you know that man's going to go on the board of every big, major, multinational in the country. Jason, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. It's good to hear you. You always do a great job.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I want to weigh in on a lot of what you've been talking about this morning. But first off, I just want to point out that after 7 years, we finally busted the chauffeur. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, 7 years,
the
chauffeur. Yeah.
The entire power and force of the United States military and our law enforcement, and the best we got was the driver? Give me a break. How is this making America safer?
Well, because we tortured half of them, and then we ran into some legal problems. Oops.
You know, and that's, let's start with torture. Apparently, George Bush is going to get away with this, and so is Dick Cheney, because nobody has the stones in Congress to impeach these people. We'll just have to call it the way it is. Our leaders have really pretty much just let us down for their own party consideration.
Well, I read an article about Nancy Pelosi saying that basically she didn't think she could get some of the conservative Democrats who voted for the war to go along with her, and that it might hold up the party's chances of taking back Congress and gaining power in 08, 10, and 12. But
Congress belonged to her.
I know.
Because the Congress doesn't belong to the Democrats. It belongs to the people. The Constitution is the Constitution. You know, at least have an investigation, because when the evidence comes out, I don't care if you are a conservative Democrat. If somebody is waving the evidence right in front of your eyes that these crimes were committed in our name on their watch, then they would have to vote for it. I don't care if he's got 5 months or 5 minutes left in office. These crimes are so bad that he should be impeached. But, you know, let's talk about war profiteering, because it all gets down to that.
Yeah.
We know that this war and all of these crimes were committed so that his buddies could make money, and we know that because they cut taxes during a time of war, which has never been done.
Never, ever been done.
We can't fool ourselves anymore. This was a war for profit. All of the lies are coming out, and now we as a people are left here with a couple of months of this guy left in office, and there's nothing we can do about it except throw our hands up in the air? No. We need to prosecute them when they're out of office, because we can still come after them. I don't know. Unless George Bush is going to give, proactive pardons that stem into the future forever, which would mean that any interaction with the administration was criminal by definition, then we still get them.
I agree with you. I think we ought to prosecute them after they're out of office. Definitely. I don't think they should be able to have immunity on any count whatsoever. I want to see them all frog marched. I want
to
see one long. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I want to see them frog marched as well. But if we can't get them, then the International Criminal Court and The Hague needs to try them for war crimes, because these crimes are crimes against us as a people, and they are crimes against humanity. And it's a crying shame that we as Americans can't take care of our own criminals. Our own criminals that have killed our brothers and sisters and have killed a million Iraqis, all for the profit of their cronies. And that's the problem. And until we as Americans are willing to take that introspective look deep into our soul as Americans and say, this is a crime committed on our watch, then this will continue to go forward. Nixon needed to go to prison. This wouldn't have happened. George Bush must go to jail so that this doesn't happen in future generations.
You are welcome, Jason. I agree with you. You know, it's like, if they don't have consequences, they'll keep doing it every single time. And just because you think that Barack Obama probably won't, that does not mean they have set a precedent here for executive power that is breathtaking in its scope and unparalleled in its stranglehold on the United States of America's government. That's part of the reason that the House and the Senate in particular, has become a toothless tiger. They just sit on their hands. Oh, we can't really do. And part of it is that we're evenly divided, because people like Ronald Reagan bashed the government, said it was bad, called it the worst thing in the world, that it was dangerous, the most dangerous thing in the room. I'm paraphrasing one of his remarks. It's just really scary. But, you know, the United States is changing. This country is becoming much more diverse. There's a new map out. New York Times has a new map today that talks about diversity. Nearly one in 10 counties in the United States has a population with more than 50% minority residents in 2007. And some of them are in Colorado. They're Latino, Hispanic, in Southern Colorado in particular. And it is, you know, this country's changing. People under 20, 43% now are of Asian, African-American, Hispanic descent, certainly Native American, too. So it is, you know, the country's changing. We're changing. We're becoming more global as a nation, in, you know, literally and figuratively. And we have got to figure out a way to work with the world. Yes, it's nice to be powerful if you use it for the greater good. If you use it to smash people, you know, and let's just take him at his word. Let's say he was trying to smash Iraq with democracy. Gee, has it worked? They can't even elect a provisional government. They can't even spend their own don't get me started. The Shiites now are fighting amongst themselves in a really terrifically bad way. So bad that, read that story about Iraq that was in the Sunday New York Times last week. Oh, and this week I just read the preview of the article about the power of black people in the United States and the black politicians. Very interesting. You should read that too. Just a tip. I read them early. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart filling in on the J. Marvin Show at 717. I would love to talk to you about war no more. We're going to pay. John, when we come back from break, would you please come in out of the break, play? The Paris Hilton ad, because I think we all need another laugh. We played it to death yesterday. I don't care. I need to hear it again. Tinkerbell for first dog. 717, I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm filling in for J. Marvin. Time for Colorado's Progressive Traffic with John Turk. Okay, so I want to hear the Paris. I don't know about you, but raise your hand if you want to hear Paris. Not if you're driving. Raise your hand if you want to hear Paris Hilton's ad again. This was in response to her being used and abused by the John McCain campaign in an ad by Britney Spears, and by mentioning Britney Spears, Barack Obama, and Paris Hilton, all is of celebrity pack. Now, here's the weird thing about it. The McCain campaign apparently thought it was cool and hot that she used them. Now, by the way, this ad, I finally saw it in its entirety last night. It's prefaced by people like the Tales from the Crypt, like the picture of the guy from Tales of the Crypt who looks like he just crawled out of the ground. I mean, skeletons. I mean, it's like, it's really pretty frightening, but it's hilarious. So here it is, the ad with Paris Hilton running for president.
Hey, America, I'm Paris Hilton, and I'm a celebrity, too. Only I'm not from the olden days, and I'm not promising change like that other guy. I'm just hot. But then that wrinkly white hair guy used me in his campaign ad, which I guess means I'm running for president. So thanks for the endorsement, white haired dude. And I want America to know that I'm like totally ready to lead. And now I want to present my energy policy for America. Just as soon as I finish reading this article on where I can fly to get the best tan. Oh, Maui. Loves it. Okay, so here's my energy policy. Barack wants to focus on new technologies to cut foreign oil dependency, and McCain wants offshore drilling. Well, why don't we do a hybrid of both candidates' ideas? We can do limited offshore drilling with strict environmental oversight while creating tax incentives to get Detroit making hybrid and electric cars. That way, the offshore drilling carries us until the new technologies kick in, which will then create new jobs and energy independence. Energy crisis solved. I'll see you at the debates, bitches. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go pick out a vice president. I'm thinking Rihanna. I'll see you at the White House. Oh, and I might paint it pink. I hope that's cool with you guys. Bye. I'm Paris Hilton, and I approve this message because I think it's totally hot.
I think she's totally hot. Not in the same way that John Turk thinks she's totally hot, because I can't even remember whether she's wearing a sculpted one piece, which she is
wearing,
or a bikini.
It's a sculpted one piece with the front kind of cut out.
Yeah, I know. I sort of didn't
it's
really
tasty.
Register. Yeah, it does look. I suppose from your point of view, it does look tasty. She's hilarious. I just can't say enough good about Paris Hilton. I just need to stress, this girl has done so much for her rehabilitation as a human being. I mean, welcome back to the planet, Paris, and Tinkerbell too. It's just great. It's 303-713-7600, and I missed that, John. Oh, that's right. It's on our website if people want to watch it. Thank you very much for reminding me. I appreciate it. It is. It's on am760.net, am760.net. And by the way, they also post the podcast. So if you missed any of my fill-in for Mario last week, it's still there. And Friday's interview with my nephew, I really loved it. And it's not just because he's my nephew. It was in the last hour. It's because he talked so poignantly about voting. He said, I don't care what other people think. I just make up my own mind. And by the way, editors of the Rocky Mountain News and the Denver Post, he still reads newspapers. So if you build a good newspaper, they will come. 303-713-7600. I would love to talk to you about, I saw a veteran last night. Let me just recap what I saw last night quickly for those of you who are just joining us in this morning hour. In a park near where I live, there is a anniversary, they memorialize the attacks, the nuclear attacks in World War II, and to end the war. And people in turn out in kimono. I mean, it's an amazing spectacle in terms of people of all ages, all races, all sizes, all shape, all show up together. There is a ceremony where they play music, they chant, and then everyone takes lanterns that they made earlier with symbols of peace or little words made on the sides in Japanese or I saw some last night in Arabic, and I think one in Hebrew and some others. And then you just sail your lantern out onto the lake. And it is amazing. It's a beautiful sight. It's like, imagine Luminarias floating on little boats, little rafts, and being sent out onto a lake to float. And it's to remember, you know, the war dead. And I, on the way there, I had this man came up on me out of the blue and started to pat my dog. And in our conversation, I realized that he looked at me and I think he was trying to comfort me. He goes, my dog lived 22 years. I had a dog exactly like this, 22 years. And I was like, wow, that's great. And, you know, he had these piercing, very light, light blue eyes, you know, like the ones that are almost white. I mean, just an amazing color. And he just started pouring out his heart to me. And come to find out, he was just back from Afghanistan after a year duty there. He had served 4 years in Iraq. And he said, no more, no more wars for oil. And as we spoke, it became evident that when he was in boot camp, he said 35 of his comrades were with him. Now 17 are dead, just shy of half. 10 wounded badly, okay, 2 paralyzed for life, and 6, including him, relatively unscathed. And I was shocked. I was, you know, and it brought me up short, and it reminded me what this election is all about and why we need to talk about it every single day and why do not take this for granted. CBS News polls are just out, and a lot of people are sitting on the fence, particularly independents, of whom there are a lot in Colorado. So I invite you, if you are an independent, and by the way, according to the polls, and the CBS is no different, the issues that that concern people most are, of course, the economy. And they think that the troop surge, so-called, the insurgency, is making things a little better. But they also think, then 32% think it's no impact. 45% of Americans are optimistic about how things are going for U.S. and Iraq overall, but they still want it to go, to get out. Now, Obama is still lagging on a commander-in-chief qualities behind McCain, which is probably understandable because McCain's A, been on the scene longer, and B, is most famous for having been a prisoner of war who came back and who served his country in Vietnam. Now, I still believe that Barack Obama is the better president of the United States. I think he has a better, more clear glass. Wow, I can't talk anymore. Grasp of international affairs. I think he understands things much better than John McCain does. John McCain looks lame to me. I mean, his Sturgis appearance was so sad and so pathetic, and offering up his wife to be Miss Buffalo Chip. But he's also, he only came back to oil drilling in June. In June. Okay. Oops. Sorry. Ooh, look at all these people who gave me $61,000. Ooh, they work for oil companies. Ooh, they bundled, and some of them came from Colorado, too. Let's take it. Apparently, those might be, those are under investigation, by the way, because you're really only supposed to give $2,300 is the limit individually? Oops. So it's all about the war. It's all about the economy, stupid, and we all need to think about it. So here is the number I would like you to call, 303-713-7600. Do you think, and I actually listened to some pundits last night. I mean, I swear, anybody who thinks the press is liberal should just spend as much time as I do listening to it. It's like, what? They were all talking about how, oh, I think Paris Hilton's ad hurt Barack Obama. It's like, what? Yes, oh yes, it hurt Barack Obama because it talked about celebrity. It's like, no. And then I saw the Republican pundit on Dan Abrams. I almost felt like he was so insanely stupid, just saying, well, Barack Obama's whole entire energy policy is just about air tire inflation. And Dan Abrams, even the other people on the show were just like, what are you, that's ridiculous. That's not true. How dare you say that? And that's what you need to do. You need to be like my nephew, screen that stuff out. If you hear people BSing you, I'll bring up the other side. I'll bring up the other guy's point if I think he's got a good one. You know, actually, McCain came around and said that tire inflation was a great idea. Good. Finally. Good for you. Now, I've got some sound from the governor of Maryland talking about oil and the energy situation. We've got Barack Obama's latest campaign ads, one of which I think is really effective, which is being done by actually not the Obama campaign, but by MoveOn.org. Let's listen to that, ponder it, and then we'll come back and chat some more. 303-713-7600. Here's the new MoveOn ad. It shows a very down-to-earth, obviously middle-class, white male American.
Is the biggest celebrity in the world ready to help your family? The real Obama promises higher taxes, more government spending, so
actually,
fewer jobs.
Actually, this is the latest McCain ad.
Renewable energy to transform our economy, create jobs.
That's okay. We could have heard the rest of it. I'm happy to hear McCain try and slime Barack Obama. And let's hear the response to that, because obviously what they're going to do is say Obama has no energy plan. All he wants to do is this and that. And we'll play that one in full context so that we can all hear it too. But here is the ad that shows the middle class American.
Me and my kids down. From the very beginning, I told them this is a principled guy. So when you said you're going to help make driving affordable again, I believed you. Then your idea is to do offshore drilling, which I find out won't produce much oil for 10 years, and then barely save us any money anyway? Okay, that's not a solution, Mr. McCain. That's a gimmick. We expected better.
MoveOn.org political action is responsible for the content of this ad.
Now, I think that one's a little soft, but I like it. I like it. It's very pointed. Stop kidding us. Stop fooling us. Stop jerking our chain. And when we come back, we'll play the Obama ad, the anti-Obama ad, and then we'll play the counter-Obama ad that's now posted on Daily Kos, I believe, that a listener sent this morning. Thank you, Greg. So we'll all talk. We'll talk about the latest slew of ads. We can talk about war no more, about the economy. One thing that's interesting about these CBS polls is whatever plan the candidates have about the economy, and they do have some plans, it isn't reaching the public, because the public thinks neither one of them has a very good plan and doesn't really think they can do much about it and isn't sure they can trust either one of them to lift them out of our current doldrums, which is kind of sad. But given what we just experienced for almost 7 years, you kind of feel like we may have a little combat fatigue ourselves, although nothing like my friend just coming back from war. 7:33, I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm filling in for Jay Marvin all week. Stand by for Progressive Traffic and John Turk.
He's the original Maverick. The president and I agree on most issues. There was a recent study that showed that I voted with the president over 90% of the time.
John McCain supports Bush's tax cuts for millionaires, but nothing for 100 million households. He's for billions in new oil company giveaways while gas prices soar, and for tax breaks for companies that ship jobs overseas. The original maverick, or just more of the same?
Woo, I like that app. The original maverick, good. And also taking a page out of the Flyboy image, he tries to project funny, funny stuff. Good for the Obama campaign. That's the Obama campaign's latest ad. They're starting to hit back, and good for them. They have to. Also, Obama's really funny. He was talking about McCain debating McCain. He just has to pick up his response. He has to do it faster. I think he needs to go to Hawaii and rest. Do you know that they actually are having the audacity to yell at him? Why is he going? I read the Wall Street Journal today, and they were going, or last night, and they were like, why is he going to Hawaii? We could all afford that. I mean, why is he going? And it's like, excuse me, he is from Hawaii. His grandmother, who he would like to see, is there. He went there last year because that's where he is from. It's like when I come home, when I go on vacation frequently, I visit Colorado. Why? I have family there. I'm from there. It's like, I'm from here. It's like, what is the matter with you? It's just, Obama can't win. Let's face it, they're going to try and malign him no matter what. So what we have to do is keep standing up. Keep standing up, speaking out. James in Centennial, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
How are you doing this morning, ma'am?
I am well, and you?
I can't complain, honestly. Thank you. I was wondering, I just got back from vacation in Lake Powell. Unfortunately, it's with a couple of Republicans who are dear friends, but it was the same old talking points all over again from Obama was born in Africa now. And he is also...
Oh, Africa now? They're switching continents.
Now it's Africa, yes.
That's interesting.
So it's impossible for him to run. He was raised in a mosque and believes in the Quran. And,
not true.
Christian, I thought.
Yeah, he's Christian.
Okay, and I don't know, it was the same old talking points, and that's what I think we need to get over, because everybody has this fear that he is Taliban in disguise or something, I guess. Everybody I've talked to. And that he's going to turn on you as soon
well,
as he
how do you
he's
overcome,
president.
How do you overcome a lie, particularly when they say, well, no matter what you say, I won't believe you? I mean, those kinds of people, don't you think they're probably lost no matter what?
Yeah, but I was just hoping that we could go ahead and it's the same thing over again. And they kept repeating the same thing over and over and over again until the
right.
people actually believed it. So maybe we should just do the same. I don't know if that's feasible. But.
Yeah, he was born in Hawaii, right? I think one of his stepfathers was Muslim. His father was a Muslim, but his father abandoned them when they were like two. His mother divorced. She remarried. That man was, I believe, a Muslim, but he was always his mother wasn't particularly religious, but you know he's always been Christian. So I don't understand why. And he went to a mixed school in Indonesia when he went to school. You know, they're trying to say he was in a madrasa. Also not true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they keep perpetrating the same nonsense. Now, yesterday we had nonsense about the campaign plane. He scrubbed out the American flag and took it off. Well, I looked it up on Snopes, thanks to a listener. And basically what happened was he had a North American transport plane, which had the flag on it, because that's their logo. He painted their commercial logo out. There's still a small American flag. And by the way, the Straight Talk Express plane doesn't have a giant American flag on its tail either. It has Straight Talk Express on it.
That's unpatriotic, wouldn't it be?
Well, I guess if McCain does it, no. But if Obama does it, yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
Apparently
different rules.
Yeah, giant disconnect in terms of what's right for them and not right for us.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you so much for the info, okay?
Yep, you're welcome. Thank you. Stephen Denver, you're up next on AM 760 Progressive, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Hey, I really appreciated you hosting the show.
Thank you.
I really enjoy it. Hey, I just wanted to tell you my dream ticket, McCain and Lieberman. I can't stand. I mean, I've
no.
always had a total dislike for for both of them. So I figure if I can just focus my energy as a group, it'll make it easier.
Well, you might be happy to note, John just sent me this from the Huffington Post. Apparently, he's not hurt, so I can laugh. Senator Joe Lieberman was on the Straight Talk Express, and it was in a collision with a minivan, and it was photographed carrying a bumper sticker for Barack Obama.
Oh, my God.
The Straight Talk Express also ran over a minivan on Wednesday in a botched right turn. Car blogger Jalopnik has photos. Senator McCain was not in the vehicle at the time of the crash, but Senator Joe Lieberman was. Lieberman was on his way out of an interview with Florida news outlet Local 10.
I just wanted to ask one other question. You said, I believe that you said you have met three presidents.
I'm sorry, you believe I said what?
Oh, did you, early on in the week, did you had said that you had met... three presidents, is that true?
Did I say that? No, I don't think I said that.
I was going to ask you, what was it like to meet a president of the United States?
No, I have not. If I said that, I misspoke. I don't think I said it.
I apologize.
No, that's okay. I have not personally met a president. I have stood near Bill Clinton when he was giving a speech. And I am responsible for the Bitches for Hillary button that came out in the mid-90s,
right,
when I was working in Colorado before, which a listener thought of and I loved, and we did it as a station promo. So, but I have not, no. I've stood near politics. I've interviewed a few governors, and I've shaken the hands and been at, you know, social occasions with governors, but not, and mayors, but not, presidents. So far.
Just one other thing I want to say, and that's, I believe that, you know, Bush and his cronies feel like the American people wouldn't tolerate, a whole administration going to prison.
And I would.
I believe that they're underestimating the American people and how they feel.
Exactly. I volunteer. I'd love to see him go to Fort Leavenworth in Kansas. Please.
I would love it.
Go to jail. Go directly to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Please,
they can do little segments on him over the years on 2020.
Yeah, go and interview him and say, gee, George, what's it like being in jail now? You know, Laura's remarried. She's doing fine. She married somebody who could read. I don't know.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. Right. Hi, Dick. How you doing? How's the food? Ooh, you're looking a little chubby. How's your heart in jail? How's the health care? Rita in Aurora, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk and the Jay Marvin Show. Oops. Well, Rita, call back if you can. I know sometimes you can't wait because you're on your way to work, and I understand that completely. 303-713-7600. It's 7:45 in the morning. War no more. I'm bringing it back to the war, and we can also talk about the economy and the ads and everything else. We also have a good piece of sound from the governor of Maryland, and we'll play that perhaps coming up out of the next break or early in the next hour. But I also want to know, are you going to go try to see Barack Obama at Invesco? Are you applying for these community credentials? If so, how hard is it? How are you finding the process? Is it easy? Is it hard? I'm going to try to dial the 888-468-0404 number during the break and see whether it's ran off the hook busy. But I'm wondering how it's going for you. And hop on those tickets fast, because you know they're going to go. Probably like a rock concert, pretty much as John McCain hates that. 303-713-7600. And do you really think that Paris Hilton's ad dissed Barack Obama? I was listening to it last night. I was like, what? And I watched Jon Stewart last night only in the rerun. I did not watch him. So I don't know whether he tackled the Paris Hilton ad. If he did, let me know, though, because I want some juicy stuff. 303-713-7600. I'd love to talk to you on AM 760 Progressive Talk. So we'll do just that coming right up on AM 760. Once again, that number to call this morning is 303-713-7600. It's time for Colorado's Progressive Traffic with John Turk. Hi, this is Erin Hart filling in for Jay Marvin. It's 7:54. Thank you all for joining me on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I've got my little post-it ready for 8 o'clock hour. Let's talk about all the topics we haven't gotten to yet. And I want you to really think about this one, which is, what is the moment in your life where you felt like you raised the torch, you really accomplished it? And mine include really big torch moments, you know, like where I feel like I soared to the top of the stairs and I lit a big bowl of fire that reached to the sky. But then there are also moments that are like my Olympic achievement, where I feel like I got a gold medal in life, but it's more quiet. And it was funny to me, because rather than think of the grand, huge accomplishments of my life, like, you know, such as like, say, winning a game or winning an award. Although, see, now in my life, all of my big events also are sometimes tempered with sadness. Like the time I won the Colorado Broadcaster Award, which I'm still very, very proud of, I got so damn sick. I couldn't leave my house. I was hit by this flu and I could not get up. I could not. I mean, I just couldn't leave. I couldn't leave. Let's say I couldn't leave the facilities. I couldn't leave my house. Forget it. I just laid on the floor for a few hours. I was so damn, and I had to call. Actually, she's back at AM 760 again and Colorado again, Chris Olinger at the time. And I went, I'm too sick, and it was awful. I mean, you know, the one time I get to stride up and say thank you, you know, everybody has an Oscar speech, and I certainly had mine, and I would have thanked everybody, yeah, and it's like, I'm lying on the floor sick. So that's sort of what happens to me sometimes. But, you know, some of my Olympic moments were quieter. Like, I have this memory of looking over at my baby nephew, my little Hayden. And I was looking, he was a little baby, and he was looking at me through the bars of his crib. We were staying in South Carolina. It was a big family reunion, and I love family, and I love family reunions. And we were staying in the same room together, and I was lying in a twin little bed in this. We rented a big beach house as a family, and everybody had, you know, doubled up in rooms, and I Hayden was my roommate. And he's just looking at me with his little baby eyes out of his crib. And there was just a moment of connection there that I will remember for my entire life. Just this huge love that I felt for this small child who I had been fortunate enough to be able to help take care of. And, of course, now he's a whopping teenager, and he's working on a 57 Chevy, and he's just got a Bronco to tool around in because he likes his 57 Chevy so much he doesn't want it to scarred up. But he's just an amazing fellow, and he gets wonderful grades, and he's amazing. But I will always remember that moment of looking at him and just realizing how precious and wonderful life truly is, and family connections really are. So that's one of my Olympic moments, and one of my funnier Olympic moments. And then there's some dastardly moments, too, and I probably won't share those in a big way with you because some of them have been quite fierce in my life. I've come close to dying a couple of times. One of them was when, like I said, I'm clean and sober now, but at one time I was not. And I had gone to a party, and I had been doing pretty much everything that's bad for you, and I went off a bridge. And I went off a bridge, and I'm hanging on the bridge 200 feet down by two wheels. And these junkies come up to me and go, "Hey, lady, can we help you?" To make a long story short, I had a concussion. They didn't die. I didn't die. But it was a miracle that those little addicts appeared out of nowhere to help this little one out of the car. So it's 303-713-7600. Your moments of triumphs, the agony of defeat. And how have you used it to make your life a better life as we're on the verge of the Olympics? 888, coming right up. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. It's 303-713-7600. Talk to you after the break.